8 recipients will share in $7.3 million in provincial funding for training initiatives that will help Indigenous job seekers find work close to home. The funds, which come from the Skills Development Fund training stream, an initiative of the Ministry of Labour, Immigration, Training and Skills Development, was announced on October 11. Together, the various programs are expected to train 1,700 workers for careers in mining, logging, construction, healthcare, and tourism. A list of the recipients and their projects follows. The International Association of Bridge, Structural, Ornamental and Reinforcing Ironworkers Local 759 is receiving $197,686 for a project aimed at recruiting, training, and upgrading the skills of all members and new Indigenous apprentices. This project will provide 100 participants in Thunder Bay with free, in-class training using new equipment in the construction sector. Interested applicants can get more information by contacting Adam McGillivray, business manager, at local759@tbaytel.net. Indigenous Tourism Ontario is receiving $1,432,550 for a project that will address strategic training needs within the Indigenous tourism industry. The training will help employers find the skilled workers they need and provide job seekers with the skills to match the needs of Indigenous peoples. This project will provide training to 865 people in Northern Ontario, preparing them for careers in the tourism and hospitality sector. Some of the training activities include human resource support, project administration, and tourism business skills. Interested applicants can get more information by contacting Kevin Eshkakogan, CEO, at keshkakogan@indigenoustourismontario.ca. The Sioux Lookout Friendship Accord is receiving $2,290,410 for a project that will increase access to in-demand skills training and apprenticeship programs that lead to certification for local Indigenous workers. Training will be provided through partnerships with Northern and Confederation College as well as industry-recognized training institutions. This project will help 62 people in Sioux Lookout find employment in the mining sector. The project will provide the opportunity for participants to be trained as underground miners, environmental field monitors or as drivers. All participants that successfully complete their training are expected to become employed. Interested applicants can get more information by contacting Jacob Dockstader, Executive Director, at dockstader@slfa.ca. Anishinaabek Employment and Training Services is receiving $891,516 for a project that will prepare 30 Indigenous workers for careers in the mining sector. Eligible participants may receive financial supports to offset costs for travel, accommodation, and meals. The training will include site visits, practice with simulators, and customary cultural activities such as ceremonies and sharing circles. This project will also provide Indigenous participants with the opportunity to earn industry-specific certificates. Interested applicants can get more information by contacting John DiGiacomo, Executive Director, at john.digiacomo@aits.org. Kaisalsuti Wellness Resources is receiving $961,000 for a project focused on helping Indigenous participants complete their training and enter specific careers in the healthcare sector. The program will provide placement and transportation supports for each of the participants. This project will provide 25 people in Kenora with resources, training, and provincially recognized certificates. The participants of this project will receive formal training in first emergency response, personal support work or upgraded skills training to enter the healthcare sector. Interested applicants can get more information by contacting Michael Hennessy, CEO, at mike@agapeprofessionals.org. The International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 1687 is receiving $715,429 for a project aiming to improve access to training opportunities and increase First Nation representation in the electrical sector. The program will provide online and in-person learning opportunities. This project will provide virtual skilled trades and apprenticeship training to 250 participants in Northern Ontario, in a variety of sectors including electrical work. The project will provide training content to Indigenous participants including pipe bending, welding and equipment operation. Interested applicants can get more information by contacting Travis Merritt, business manager, at travis@ibu1687.org. The Northern Centre for Advanced Technology, NORCAT, as receiving $500,000 for a program development series designed to be customizable, industry-specific, and include comprehensive training to prepare participants for real-world workplace expectations. This project will support 20 participants in Northern Ontario to go through skills and safety training to prepare them for a career in the forestry, mining, and exploration sectors. The training will be part of a development series that is fully customizable, and participants will have the ability to determine the career path that best suits them. Interested applicants can get more information by contacting Don Duval, CEO, at dduval@norcat.ca. And the Sioux Community Information and Career Center is receiving $376,341 for a program that empowers Indigenous workers and job seekers who face high barriers to entering the skilled trades and increases access to Ontario's apprenticeship system by encouraging greater employer participation. The program will provide journey persons and employers with the tools they need to support Northern Ontario apprentices to successfully complete their apprenticeship. This project will help 350 apprentices and job seekers in Sault Ste. Marie work toward completing an apprenticeship in skilled trades. The project will provide training to participants including tutoring, mentorship programs and workshops. This will help them to successfully progress through their apprenticeship pathway and become certified journey persons. Interested applicants can get more information by contacting Adam Pinder, Executive Director, at adam.pinder@siouxcareercentre.ca.